Daily Light, November the 26th, morning. The Lord delights in you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget. Yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Delighting in the children of man. Oh, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possessions, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. You who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Oh, the Lord delights in you. Isaiah 62:4 and Isaiah 43:1, Isaiah 49:15 and 16, Psalm 37:23, Proverbs 8:31, Psalm 147:11, Malachi 3:17, Colossians 1:21 and 22. Daily Light, November the 26th, evening. Worldly grief produces death. When Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and went off home to his own city. He set his house in order and hanged himself, and he died. Oh, a crushed spirit, who can bear? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has the health of the daughter of my people not been restored? The Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. Come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Philip told him the good news about Jesus. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Worldly grief produces death. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. And 2 Samuel 17:23. Proverbs 18:14. Jeremiah 8:22. Isaiah 61:1-3, Matthew 11:28-30, Acts 8:35, and Psalm 147:1.